He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is not here today. He is diligently working on the scrolls that will come electronically to all of the inboxes of his clients worldwide at the Best Stocks Now newsletter that comes out every single week. My name is Rob Sanford, hosting this Friday with my right-hand man, with the right-hand man of Gunderson Capital Management, Stephen Gunderson. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
It is the Sanford and Son of a Gunderson Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson hiding in his secret bunker working on the newsletter today. I'm sure it's a continuum of his work that he started yesterday. He usually starts on Thursday sometime and finishes on Friday night, late into the night, and then sends it out on Saturday mornings.
If he's lucky, yeah.
If he's lucky. Tell us about the market. What's happened this week and how's it going today?
All right. The S&P today is down about 5.5 points. The Dow is down 44. The NASDAQ is down almost 13 points, so not the best of starts to the day, I would say.
No, you know, but it's been kind of an up and down deal, and your dad is pretty doggone good at making something out of nothing. I've watched it go sideways, I watched it go up, and I watched it go down, and it never seems to rattle Bill Gunderson. He just is in it for the long haul.
That's right.
Pretty good at taking care of the market on a daily basis. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and it sounds like we kind of do a restart there at 2 minutes, and I'm going to explain to the folks why. Because some markets, we've got a two-minute delay in, and so now you're joining us for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and there's some folks in some markets that have already been with us for two whole minutes and heard everything that you just waxed eloquent about, and now you got to re-say it.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning
again. That's all I said, right?
I think that's all you said. Okay, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and Bill is out working on the newsletter. He's in the secret bunker that Mark Levin likes to refer to, but it's not in Mark Levin's secret bunker. He's in his secret bunker working on the newsletter, and I am always impressed every time that newsletter comes out, whether it's Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, ends up in the inbox, and it's 30 or 40 or 50 pages of the most incredible information that a stock trader could possibly want to see, hot from the press, hot from the pen of Bill Gunderson himself, and that'll be arriving tomorrow. How would somebody, Stephen, if they want to get that newsletter, how would somebody get it?
Go to our website, pwstreet.com. If you click on the newsletter tab, there's this place where you can sign up for a free four-week trial.
That's right. Best price in town.
Free.
Best price in town. Like that, you can't beat free.
No.
That doesn't mean it doesn't have value.
That's right, yeah. After the 4 weeks, we kind of cut you off to the free version, we call it, which just doesn't include the model portfolios or the top 300 stocks. To kind of encourage you to maybe, I don't know, turn over your portfolio to build a manage, or even if you're one of those do-it-yourselfers, hardcore, never let anyone touch your money, you can sign up for the newsletter and it will help you out through the rest of the year. And it's at a fairly, I feel like a pretty fair price.
I think it's a fair price.
$195 for 1 year.
For an entire year.
And $60 if you want to do just 3 months.
I know people that spent $195 to fill up their truck with gas.
Oh, man, yeah.
So for an entire year of gas, that's pretty doggone good.
Yeah,
that's excellent. Now, The first 4 weeks is pretty impressive, though, because you get the full tank every single week. You get the whole content every single week. After the fourth week, though, if you don't sign up and become a client, or not a client, if you don't sign up and become a subscriber to the newsletter, it kind of gets watered down. But it's still a pretty neat version. We've got people that have been with us for years that still get the free version. Yeah. And there's a lot of content. I got to admit, there's a lot of content in the free version that comes out every single week.
Yeah, people get by with it. Yeah,
sure. It's the appetizer, and it's maybe one bite of each of the courses on the plate. But to get the entire plate and dessert, you got to subscribe after 4 weeks.
That is true.
And it's worth it. It's pretty doggone neat newsletter. I never had any idea how much content was in one manuscript coming from one stock prophet than Bill Gunderson. And so that's
why it takes him so long.
It does. Now, here's another thing, guys and ladies. If you would like to send us a live email, if you'd like a question for Bill or for Gunderson Capital Management or Stephen or myself, Stephen usually keeps his laptop right in front of us here during the radio show. And so you can send it to Stephen with a PH, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, at pwstreet.com. That's as in Paul William, or positively wallstreet.com. And we'll get that email live on the air, and we'll be able to answer your question. The other thing we'd like to ask you to do, if you'd like to text, we've kind of started the tradition over the last few weeks of being able to text in a live question. Now, this is not a tweet, it's not an email, it's not a voicemail, it's a text. So if you're hot with your thumbs, or even an index finger as Bill is, you can text us at 619-995-2628. That's 619-995-2628. I'll read the text on the air, we'll try and answer the text on the air, and I have a question for the day. What was the big political event that took place last night?
The debate.
The debate. What debate?
The Republican debate.
The Republican debate on Fox News. And they had the junior debate first, the little kids table. Yeah. The kids, the folks that didn't make it to the big kids table as far as polling results was. Right. Results were. And then they had the main, and I'm doing air quotes now for those that are watching on the podcast. They had the main debate a couple hours later at 6 o'clock, and of course we saw a lot of the front runners come out with their bloviating and the things. But here's the question for the day: send me a text, send Stephen and I a text at 619-995-2628. Of all the candidates that you saw in the debate last night, who would be best for the stock market if they were elected president of the United States?
Okay.
Okay.
Of the Republican candidates?
The ones we saw last night.
All right.
I can't even imagine who the Democrats are going to put out in the field to run against the obvious one. However, I think that it would be interesting to hear from our listeners. Send it either in an email or a text, 619-995-2628. And at the end of the show, we'll put out the results of what the unscientific local polling was,
right,
as to who our clients think would be best for the stock market, best for business, best for investing as a president of the United States.
Okay.
Would that be a neurosurgeon?
I like that.
Would that be a governor? Would that be a businessman? Would that be a former CEO? Who might that be? What do you think? Now, this is really putting you on the spot in the morning. What do you think?
Is.
Who do you think would be best for the stock market? First glance. This is just first blush.
Gosh dang. You know, I didn't actually watch the
Gosh
debates.
Dang.
I didn't actually watch them last night.
Yeah,
recorded.
But you're an educated enough guy to think about. I mean, on first pass, if you just right now had to put your finger down on a pointer, what do you think as a young gun would be best for the stock market?
Even though he's the most outlandish guy ever and says the most ridiculous things, I would have to say Donald Trump for the markets
and the business
investing. Yes,
it seems like it.
But
and you know, that's what you think. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of other stuff.
That's
there
the obvious, exactly. But that seems to be the obvious question. But I'm curious what our clients think.
Yeah,
the listeners on the radio show from coast to coast, east to west, north to south. We're in a lot of different states, a lot of different markets. Send us a text. Who would be best for the market? 619-995-2628. 2628.
Out of the Democrats, I'm curious too. Between what? Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, maybe Joe Biden.
Maybe Joe Biden. I don't know who else they're going to run. Yeah, maybe. I don't know who else they're going to run.
Who would be the best for that?
The word is that our own governor might even consider throwing his hat in the ring. I heard kind of rumbles of that yesterday on a couple of political.
Jerry Brown, huh?
Can you imagine? I mean, there's a lot of Democratic possibilities. And word on the street is that Hillary might not be as strong as the media tends to say.
Well, especially if she gets more competitors too.
Right.
Because for a while there was just her.
That's exactly right. When we come back, we're gonna talk about a really neat story that Bill gave us yesterday, and explain to you why you do not want to have your funds managed by a robot. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson with the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Being that it is Friday, Bill is diligently working on the newsletter. He's in his bunker working on the newsletter so it can come as a Santa Claus's present and be delivered in the stockings of all of his clients all over the world. I don't know how he makes it to all the countries that he does in one night, just like Santa Claus, delivering that newsletter to the stockings of everyone's inboxes from coast to coast and internationally as thousands and thousands of subscribers to the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And I'm here, this is Rob Sanford, I'm here with his son, Stephen Gunderson. So it's the Sanford and Son of a Gunderson radio day.
Yeah.
And we're here taking over the helm for just a little while. We're actually steering the boat, but he's still at the helm somewhere. I guarantee you he's listening. If we say something even sideways of the GPS coordinates, he'll send us a text or an email and say, "Hey guys, you're off course."
He will.
He will. You're off course. Steer back towards the correct heading. So, good morning, Bill, wherever you are out there in that secret in that secret bunker out there. Hey, I'll tell you what. In the last segment, we were talking for just a minute or two about the first Republican debate that is now in the can. Both the seven kids who were at the children's table in the first debate. A couple of those folks made some headway. Carly Fiorina and also who else?
I was surprised she wasn't at the main one.
Yeah,
she's been one of the most outspoken.
I don't think she has enough name recognition.
Yeah, that's true.
It's certainly not she has not been a professional politician. And she has not been a celebrity in other than being the CEO of, what was she, Hewlett Packard?
Yeah, HP.
And so she's been more in the business world. However, polling results relegated her to the kids' table. And yet she made some pretty doggone good headway, I think, last night in name recognition. So she'll probably be at the big kids table that was a couple hours later last night. And then we're looking for kind of a poll result. This is kind of an informal poll. Speaking of polls, send us a text at 619-995-2628. If you have a question for Gunderson Capital Management or Bill or myself or Steven, we'd love to answer that question on the air. But most importantly, this morning, I'd love to hear who you think would be the best presidential candidate and then eventually president of the United States. Who would be best for the stock market? Who would be best for the economy? Which president would be best for our economy in general, both globally and nationally, as the next president of the United States?
Yeah.
Whether Republican or Democrat, we've got one of the debates in the can already. So send us a text at 619-995-2628. That's 619-995-2628. And then the final segment, we'll read the results of who you think would be the best president of the United States for our economy and the stock market. Now, let's talk for a minute about some notes and a little story that Bill shared with us in the office yesterday about midday yesterday. Bill comes running down the hall, and myself and Glenn and Kevin, and I don't know if you were in there when he was holding the paper. No, I don't think
I
think
there,
you,
no.
I think you were in your office. And he says, "You're not going to believe this." You know how animated
he is. Oh, yeah. He gets fired up.
He gets all fired up, and "You're not going to believe this." And he's shaking the paper over the top of his head and rattling the paper, and he sits down in my office and then stands back up and paces back and forth and then sits back down again and then paces back and forth. He says, "Doggone it, look at this statement that one of these folks sent over for me to evaluate and explain to the people what it was."
We have it sitting in front of us, actually.
Yeah, well, it is, yeah. But explain to them why your dad was so fired up.
Well, this is one of those robot accounts, right?
It is. It is indeed.
A robot account over at Schwab. And if you have a Schwab account... that's managed by a robot right now. I'm not saying we're dissing you or anything. We're not trying to persuade you to do anything else.
Just reporting the facts.
This is an example.
Just reporting. Exactly right. This is what he was fired up on.
This account was full of, well, of course, Schwab mutual funds.
And that's what he was so crazy about. He said, look what the robot picked for the customer.
Yeah. It just so happens, you know, just so happens. That most of them are Schwab products. So I wonder if the robot is benefiting from that. I don't know.
Well, that's what he went crazy about. He said, you know, you're not going to believe this. This poor guy signed up a brokerage account with Schwab.
Yeah.
And said, hey, invest me in the right allocations or invest me in the right segments of the market. And they put it into a computer program. They put it into the Schwab robot. His probably name is Schwabford.
Yeah.
And when you call him up on the phone, he goes, beep, 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 beep. And the robot chose what?
Schwab products.
Schwab
crazy.
Products.
It's probably about 75% of the portfolio.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, you know.
And they're all, you know, not doing very well year to date. That was the minor detail in what he was complaining about.
Okay. All right. What is the problem with that?
It seems like a conflict of interest to me.
It does. It does to me, too. See, it's like going into a store and only being allowed to buy the house brands.
Yeah.
You can't buy any other brands. You can, but just a couple.
Right.
But most of your grocery basket has to be filled with the house brands.
Yeah.
You got to believe that there's more profit and there's more advantage for a brokerage house like that to sell their own products.
Yeah.
As opposed to... hey, you know, maybe a better segment is going down the street and buying one of those products as opposed to one of ours.
Right.
And so, realistically, a company like that is making profit on the back end there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're making profit on their own products as well as, well, they're saying that they don't get much of a fee because the robot's managed. I guess the robot doesn't eat much. Is that right? He probably doesn't have a mortgage.
Maybe not. You know?
But here's the big question. Let's suppose that the market turns. Let's suppose that there's a downturn, and all of a sudden, that big, ugly grizzly bear starts to rear his fangs and stretch and yawn and come out of hibernation. What does the robot do then?
That's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good. You call up the robot on the phone and say, what do we do now? That robot's going to go beep, 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 flash some lights and say, well, buy more house brands.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
So if the time comes where you need to get your broker on the – or your broker, your money manager on the phone, it better be a guy you can shake hands with. It better be a guy you can call on the phone. And he says, hello, this is Bill. How can I help you?
Yes.
All right. We'll talk more about that in the next segment. This is Rob Sanford in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and his son, Stephen Gunderson, except I'm not Bill. I am Rob Sanford. So it's the Sanford and Son Radio Hour here at the end of the week. We are glad that you're with us live across the country, coast to coast, north to south, east to west, and in parts unknown, while Bill diligently works on the Best Stocks Now newsletter that will come out this weekend, sometime tomorrow, in the inboxes of all those who are diligent enough and take the time to subscribe by going to PW Street. That's Positively Wall Street, PWStreet.com. Go up there to the subscription tab and subscribe to the newsletter. Then you get to hear the inside scoop, the secret behind-the-scenes info that comes from Bill Gunderson's bunker and his brain every single week. And we have received a couple of texts.
We have an update.
We have an update.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Dun, 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 dun. Of course, we're talking now about the Republican debate that took place last night. If you're listening to us a day delayed, it will have happened a couple of days ago. However, it took place. It's in the can. And we asked at the beginning of the show, who would be most effective as the president of the United States to making sure that our economy hit on all eight cylinders, to make sure that the stock market went in the right direction, that all was well and right with the world with regard to money. And so far,
we have a leader.
We have a leader, and the leader is, Stephen, here's a drum roll, please.
The leader is Scott Walker.
Scott Walker.
From Wisconsin.
So far. So if you have a differing opinion and you'd like to chime in on who might be better for the stock market or for business in general as the President of the United States, whether that's Democrat or Republican, it doesn't have to just be from the Republican field, although it's the largest right now with the
17
or so.
Gosh, it's huge.
It's huge. It's
never
amazing.
Seen anything like it before.
It really is amazing. A lot of folks want in. But send us a text, 619-995-2628. Again, 619-995-2628. Or shoot Stephen an email.
Yep.
Stephen with a PH, not a PhD.
Right.
Stephen with a PH, EN, at PWStreet.com. If you've got a question for us, question for Bill, question about the stock market, or would just like to chime in and say, hey, this is my guy for president. Hey, maybe Bill Gunderson for president. He would be good for the market.
He would be.
What do you think? You think we could talk him into running?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Really?
Not yet. Maybe in a couple. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Maybe
four
next
more
time.
Years, we'll get him. Where can we get him his backing? I mean, we'd have to go on a whirlwind tour of trying to raise funds for the Gunderson campaign for president. Hey, how about that? And you for vice president?
Yeah, I don't
that's
know
kind of
about
the way
that.
It is now. It could be Gunderson and Gunderson on the ticket.
I don't think I want to be involved in politics. Too
oh,
much.
Come on! You're involved in politics whether you want to be or not. Just by being an American citizen,
yeah,
you're involved.
That's true.
All right, so Bill Gunderson for president. Now, short of that, we'd like to hear who you think would be better for the stock market. Now, let's talk about what else might be good for you as an investor in the stock market if you were so inclined to want to manage your own money, your own assets. One of the best ways to stay on top of what to do and how to do it is a little thing called the Best Stocks Now app. So, Stephen, tell us about what the Best Stocks Now app is, because all week long we hear commercials on Bill's show.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
BestStocksNowApp.com. You got to get to BestStocksNowApp.com. Blah, blah, blah. You hear it every single day. Bill doesn't really self-promote it all that much. However,
he
is the inventor. He did come up with it along with Doug Apperly. What a neat name to invent an app. Apperly. What are the chances?
My dad calls him Doug Apperly.
That would be like you inventing a gun.
That would be sweet.
You know, because it'd be a Gunderson gun.
I like
well,
that.
He's an Apperly app. You'd be a Gunderson gun. All right. Tell us what the Best Stocks Now app is.
All right, so are you having me tell it because you don't know what it is?
Exactly. No,
Rob doesn't know how to use it very well.
That's right. Other than it just pops up on my phone randomly all the time. All right, go ahead.
All right, so if you have a smartphone out there.
Not a dumb one. It's got to be a flip phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately.
All right.
If you're on the Android platform, you have to go to the Google Play Store, search for the Best Stocks Now, and it'll be there, and you can download it for free.
Okay.
And if you have an Apple phone,
which most people
an iPhone,
do.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
A lot, most people, I would say.
I would think.
Just go to the App Store, search Best Stocks Now, and download that app for free. So
now
it's
what?
Free.
Okay, now I understand it's free, but what if somebody doesn't have an Android or doesn't have an iPhone, and they would like to get the Best Stocks Now app? What do they do?
We also have a web-based version.
Dun, 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 dun.
So you can access it from anything that connects to the internet, pretty much.
All right.
So it's beststocksnowapp.com.
Beststocksnowapp.com.
Correct.
If you don't have something to get the app on, you can get it on a
online.
Computer.
Yes.
Okay. Even if you got a tablet or something.
Yeah. You don't
like
need
that.
To download anything. It's just on the web.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. People get confused.
See, I'm even confused. Really? Is that right? You just go to Best
Stocks. It's just like going to pwstreet.com, and it's there. Instead, it's beststocksnowapp.com.
So you go to beststocksnowapp.com, and all the information's on there. You don't even have to.
It's right there.
Holy moly.
You don't need to download anything. People call me all the time. How do I download it on my PC?
It's already there. You just open it up.
You don't need to download it.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And I'm not just saying that for radio. I really didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what it's so that's what's so
you
nice
You can tell
about
I
it.
Haven't put it on my laptop. I'm just using my phone.
You don't have to put it on your laptop. That's what I'm saying.
Man.
You just go to the website.
How do these kids figure out how to do this stuff? I'm telling you, man. I think the younger you are, the smarter you are. So
that's
I must
not true.
Be really getting into the dumb category the older I
but
get.
You're wiser.
Yeah, well, maybe on some things. Man, that's pretty doggone impressive. So you just go to pwstreet.com and you can
Best Stocks
Wait,
now,
wait,
app.
No,
dot
no,
com.
No, see,
don't
see,
confuse
see,
people.
Heck with the wisdom. You go to you go to what now?
Best Stocks Now app.
Beststocks. You know, you
just
really
like you hear it in the commercial.
For those of you that are watching this online and watching the video, you really got to see Steven's expression when he's looking at me like I'm crazy. He's looking at me like I'm an idiot.
No.
No. All right, so you go to beststocksnow.com.
No.
Yes.
Beststocksnowapp.com.
Okay.
Close.
All right, beststocksnowapp.com.
Yes.
All right, now that we know how to get it, whether it's on an Android or whether it's on an iPhone or whether it's on your computer. Now,
okay.
What is it?
So it comes preloaded with about 400 to 500 stocks that are already in there. You don't need to do anything.
That's a lot of stocks.
That's a ton of stocks.
400 to 500?
If you really wanted to, you could invest your entire portfolio based off those 400 to 500 stocks. But, of course, people want access to all that we offer, all of the stocks in the market. I mean, we try to keep up with all of them. I think right now I could check. We have
as
around
he goes to his iPhone.
4,000 stocks that we follow.
It's a little more than that check. Now. I think it's over that.
It
now.
Is over that.
Yeah.
It is 4,145 stocks.
Now that is a lot of stocks.
That's a lot of stocks.
All right.
So it's a lot more than 500.
All right. They look at that. Then they're at the app. They see these 400 or 500 that are on the website,
uh-huh.
Or they see 4,000 or 5,000 that are on the downloaded version of the app. And what does it tell them?
So there's a lot of different ways you can use the app. If you just know what stocks you're interested, you can search by their name, their ticker symbol. If you want to kind of rank them 1 through 300, that's an option. There's a little tab. You go to stocks, and then if you scroll down far enough, you can sort it by rank, 1 through 300. And it shows you the number one app in the market right now and all the way down to number 4,151. If you wanted to see what the worst stock in the market was.
Well, worst stock as far as this app is concerned. Correct?
Of course.
Right.
Yes.
So even a person who has relatively no knowledge or relatively limited knowledge about how to invest or what to invest in or the stock market, if they choose to do it themselves.
Right.
They can tap into Bill's brain and his research,
yeah,
and what he spends his day doing by either going to the website beststocksnowapp.com.
There we go.
Thank you.
Got it.
I'm learning. I'm a slow learner, but I've learned it. Or you can go to the app in the Android marketplace or the iPhone.
There we go.
App Store.
Nice.
Very good. See?
Got it.
Look at that. Old dogs can learn new stuff. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it's not recommendations to buy or sell, of course, but
they're just examples.
They're examples, and Bill uses it himself.
He does.
To invest his clients' money.
And he does a pretty doggone good job, if I do say myself. He's not a self-promoter, but we'll talk more about that in the next segment. We're coming up on the last segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm Rob Sanford with Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
I love that guitar riff.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of eating at a barbecue restaurant. I think every time I go to one, I hear this song.
It's really funny.
Phil's Barbecue.
Phil's Barbecue. You know, if you come to San Diego and you have an opportunity to eat barbecue, you got to go to Phil's.
You got to go to Phil's.
You got
to
try it. Now, it's not as good as you think it is.
It's not real barbecue, right?
No,
is that what people say?
I think that's what they say.
Because they don't smoke it all night.
No, but they doggone smoke it. Let me tell you, I live in Point Loma where their main store is, and it's like something's on fire all the time over there. I mean, you can smell it for blocks away.
It's got to be torture.
It is. It makes you hungry all the time. Phil's Barbecue, we ought to get paid for talking about Phil's Barbecue coast
You know,
to coast.
I tell everyone I know about Phil's Barbecue. I should be a representative.
It's even in the ballpark now. They've got it in the ballpark.
And in the airport. If you just come to San Diego, you can get it in the airport. And I've had it. It's just as good as going to the restaurant.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
This is Rob Sanford along with Steve Gunderson, and we are in for Bill Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And this is the final segment of the Sanford & Son radio show here for this week. Final segment. Bill will be back on Monday. Yeah, he'll be back on Monday, which will be Tuesday in some markets. So yeah, it's always confusing because some markets are a day behind and some are an hour behind. But suffice it to say that Bill will be back.
He will be.
He will be.
That
he,
is for
he,
sure.
He doesn't leave for very long. And when he does leave, he's peering around the corner electronically to make sure that we're still on course.
Yeah, he texts me during the show.
No. No. Did he really already?
Well, about other stuff.
Okay.
Not about us doing a bad job.
Are we doing
hopefully
a terrible job again? Doggone it. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Scott Walker is still in the lead. We were asking in the first, second, and third segment, because the Republican debate is now in the can, the first one anyway, we were asking who might be the best president of the United States for our economy, for business, for the stock market, for investors, who might be the best one. So if you want to weigh in before the end, I kind of thought that Donald Trump would be the winner there, but text us at 619-995-2628 or shoot an email on over to Stephen. And that's at Stephen with a PH at pwstreet.com, as in Positively Wall Street, Stephen at pwstreet.com. He'll get it live right here on the air, and we'll answer a question or give the poll results as to who might be the best president. If you could vote right now, pretend like you're in the booth and there are no hanging chads, you have the ability right now to vote for who you would like to have as president of the United States for the economy, and who might help us best in Best President Now. We should have a Best President Now
app.
Best
Presidents Now app.com.
That's right. So if you'd like to do that, we'll announce you the end result here in just a couple of minutes at the end of the segment. Now, we have lots and lots of people who call here. Beside getting the app, besides getting the newsletter, they actually call and talk to a human. And they call what number?
855-611-BEST.
Okay, 855-611-BEST. Now, I think last week or the week before, I tried to numerically spell out BEST.
It didn't work out so well.
It didn't work out so well. So tell us, it's
855-611-2378.
2378. And it spells BEST if you've
got
one of those old phones that actually has the letters over the numbers, which a lot of phones do, but some don't anymore.
Yeah.
855-611-2378.
There we go.
I got it. Okay, 2378. And if you call in during business hours, and I'm talking typically from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, there will be somebody here to answer your call. You can talk to Stephen. You can talk to myself. You can talk to Glenn. You can talk to one of the, you can talk to Claire.
Yep.
Somebody will answer the phone, unless we're all blabbing on the phone at the same time, which is pretty rare. You can talk to one of us, ask a question, find out how we might be able to be of service to you, and you can even talk to Bill. Bill likes talking to people. He's not the guy that hides behind a curtain and thinks he's too good to talk to folks.
In fact, he enjoys it.
It amazes me.
Yeah.
It does amaze me. He enjoys talking to folks about the stock market and about their portfolios. So if for some reason...
Unless they're cranky, then, you know.
Oh, he does not like cranky people. It makes him cranky.
He
doesn't like to be cranky.
No. He's a pretty happy guy. So when he's cranky...
Yeah, he's...
got to do something to make him
then
cranky.
Then he's talked to somebody cranky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's typically not a very cranky person. And yet... he's able to diffuse folks that are cranky at sometimes.
Yeah.
I've seen him be really nice to people that I would not be nice to. And I don't think you would either. But he's got that special something that allows him to be very, very nice and pleasant.
Kind of a peacemaker.
He is a peacemaker. All right. So if you have a particular question about where you are invested and why you are invested there, here's what you can do. You can call and talk to myself or talk to Stephen or talk to Glenn or talk to Claire and say, listen, I'd really like Bill to give me his opinion about my situation. And what would they do? How would they get Bill to kind of evaluate their situation? What's the first step?
I mean, usually the best thing to do would be to send a statement.
A statement.
Most recent statement. It kind of gives us an idea of what we're dealing with.
That's right.
What you're dealing with.
Right.
And, you know, Bill can pick it apart from there.
Which he does.
He does. And if there's something good in it, he'll tell you there's something good in it.
Oh, sure he will.
He won't
sure
just he will. Say, oh, this sucks.
Right.
Although, most of the time, he does actually say that.
That's right.
Because that's how he actually feels.
See here, for those of you that are watching on the video, on the website right there, he'll take a statement like this, all this stuff, and he goes, that's terrible.
Yep.
Throw it out.
He does it all the time.
And he'll walk down the hall with it over his head like this. He says, look at this.
Can you believe what he's invested
in? Can you believe what that guy's broker or money manager or robot put this guy in?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Look at this. That's disgraceful. And he'll hold it up like that.
Oh,
he
yeah.
says, who's managing that guy's account? They don't even know what they're doing. They're not even looking. They're not paying attention. I'll bet his money manager, and I'm speaking for Bill now.
Yeah.
I bet his money manager's out playing golf. I bet his money manager hasn't even looked at his portfolio in six months.
Totally.
And that is really the difference with your dad.
Yeah.
He looks at it every day. He studies it every day. Call us at 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. This is Rob Sanford and Steve Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Take care, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.